At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up? We're live. 1040 O Street. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, old school crew. Indiana week, number 16. Newly cemented. Going up two spots after bye week, which is always good. There's nothing better than getting a promotion on your day off versus getting fired on your day off, which obviously is a you know, not what anybody wants to do. But, you know, there was never probably a time where you thought that 2024 Indiana would be number 16. In the nation, even though in the last 5 or 10 years, led by Tom Allen, they've been pretty successful. But quick turnaround by Cignetti will be a tough challenge. A lot of things going there. But speaking of challenges, there's a lot of good games this weekend. Some comeback victories, some disappointing games on Friday. You know, Utah, obviously, their season is pretty much over as far as getting into the, you know, the final 12. Still, obviously, I think turnaround and keep their head above water. Obviously, Arizona State was, you know, up-and-coming team. And then you have Lane Kiffin, who is definitely looking up at, you know, the college football playoffs right now, considering that they dropped their second game. Life is still abode in Baton Rouge with LSU. Obviously, a walk-off touchdown in the game. And then let's not forget, you know, Oregon defending their home turf. I'm sure they'll play again. Whether it's in the playoffs or a Big Ten or the playoffs, but a lot have been going on. So it was a good weekend, not the, probably the what everybody thought it was. Obviously, Texas destroyed Oklahoma, biggest margin of victory in almost 30 years. For you two, what was the biggest surprise?
Austin and I talked about it Saturday morning. And that I was stunned by Utah's decision to let an injured Cam Risen stay out there.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think that obviously they said on the broadcast that Wilson was just that bad. And then obviously I think that first hit that Risen took kind of really messed up his ability to throw the ball, which then turns to the head coach, which you're watching the same thing everybody's saying. You should be in constant contact or, you know, communication with your quarterback. Sometimes you can, and we saw this here with baby Adrian, right, where you believe in him so much, you feel like even if he's injured at, let's say, 70, maybe 60%, he's better than your backup at 100%. You know, I mean, it's you have a player like Risen that, I guess, in people's view, has gained that much trust. To me, when I look at a player like Cam Risen, I look at him like Cardale Jones. Like he needed to leave when he was at his apex, which was against Ohio State. Cardale Jones the same way. You let Urban Meyer lie to you, you end up going a little bit later, because ever since then, it's been the injury bug for Cam Risen, and then obviously he's been fighting against that game against Ohio State, even though it's 2 or 3 years, you know, prior. So I think with the him keeping him in there, you know, I guess that's a big part of it. But also, I think their lack of truly trying to run the ball really hurt themselves. But if they did try to run the ball, you could feature your two NFL tight ends, but then you don't have anybody that deliver to it. And their defense just isn't, well, I shouldn't say just isn't. yes, or Friday, they had not played up to what Utah defense has generally played. They got out physical, which I didn't think they would late in the game. And I think you just kept giving Arizona State chances and you just got beat.
The surprise for me is, I don't know if I'm more surprised that Penn State came back or less surprised that USC allowed it to happen. But Penn State hasn't come back to win that game. On the road that many time zones away, Aller playing the way he did. I'm surprised Penn State survived that. Now, I'll be even more surprised if they beat Ohio State, because the Penn State thing to do is beat everyone except Ohio State. The path is there for Penn State to make it to the Big Ten championship game because they found a way to win this game. I just don't know if it's going to matter if they end up losing to Ohio State. So I'm surprised for now, but probably not surprised in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was a weird... I mean, I think they finally woke up. I mean, that's just there, and I think they just were sleepwalking. I think USC is the type of team... You saw this with Lincoln Riley when he was at Oklahoma. They're a first or second half team. I know, I think I heard Sipple this morning said that Lincoln Riley was a really good second half coach just because this first half offense is generally booty, right, in big games. Now, he does... And then also, a lot of those times when you're playing against a team that's really good, in Lincoln Riley's case, you're down. So then your offense numbers will obviously spike because I call it the chuck and duck time. You're just really just going to get a lot of empty yards. I'm with you also. I'm not surprised, but then I am. But then I think also everybody, I was part of it too. That first game against LSU, USC looked so much different. I still think they have gotten better physically. I think with Bear going into the transfer portal, the true inside force, inside three technique, 1-2-3 technique is gone. So their physicality and their just like edge is gone. And then the number 18, that kind of 6'5", he's like a, I don't know what you call him, but he's a crazy athlete. He's gone. So he can't. So when he's out of there, that's how they were able to throw their tight end and have like 16 catches. Because he not only will deter you from doing it, but then also he will not allow it to happen to that rate because he will be on him. So then I think it just worked out for Penn State. I don't know. I wasn't impressed by their defense, though, considering who they have on their defense.
USC's got dudes, though.
But
on offense?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Penn State's defense coming into this season, they were supposed to be the defense. Which you're not going to shut down USC, but to the rate that they were getting walked the dog on them. I mean, granted, time zones, they just didn't look as dominant as I thought.
How does it happen that you allow one player at this level, allow one player to get off the way you allowed 44 to get off for Penn State?
They use them a ton of different ways. Which is okay. So it's a it's no different if you play, and you see this a lot of time in high school. There was a guard around here who would score 30 points, but he shot 30 times and he shot from everywhere. So it's like, well, how do you not stop? Well, you just get, as soon as he comes over half court, he's jacking up shots. So it's just more of kind of a over volume. I think they use them in different ways. I think USC they're in that transition mode of really trying to get used to playing really good defense. So the little things that go inside of a game, they're just not there yet because they got a new coordinator. So they have a new coordinator, essentially all new players because they've actually got in the weight room and doing that, and then they're now into a new league. But to that volume, you should have had, you see this in basketball where coaches will not, very rarely will they run a box and one, triangle and two, or like a revolving man defense. It's either we're playing man or we're playing zone. So in football or in college, they won't say we'll run cover four or whatever you call it with the tag of 44 because it would change based on where he's lined up. Now that's something that you don't go into the game preparing for, that they're going to throw it to 44 or 16 times because that hadn't been their number one option. But at some point in time, whether it's in between the first and second quarter, halftime, during the third quarter, fourth, or in between the fourth, the third and fourth quarter, or at some point in the game, somebody has to say, listen, I'm taking 44. But sometimes you get caught up in it and you're thinking like, oh, I think it got to the point where like after he had 8 receptions, oh, they won't throw it to him 10 times. Well, then once he got to 10, you might as well just, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Oh, they won't keep throwing it to him. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. And then, you know, they missed the field goal. And then, you know, Penn State was able to make theirs. It's a signature victory for James Franklin. One he's not been able to do or complete in his career, at least recently. And, you know, for Penn State, it's a game that they probably weren't thought to win. They could win. And I think, you know, for Lincoln Riley, as much as he was at the mountaintop week 3, he's right back where, you know, Paul Finnebaum or whatever his name is, wants him to be at the end of the season. And that's on the hot seat.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on all your projects at Menards. Water seeping into your cracks in your concrete can cause costly damage over time. Keep water out and extend the life of your concrete with a tube of ready-to-use concrete repair. It's commercial grade, durable, flexible, and works great for gaps and cracks up to 3/8 inch. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It just seemed like it was... Watching the game, I wanted to see what the personalities of those teams were in the fourth quarter. Like, I literally was waiting for the fourth quarter and saying, okay, here we go. Now we're going to see some real stuff. And there were a lot of games. Texas, Oklahoma. I kept waiting for the fourth quarter and for Oklahoma to put to use some of what they saw in the first three quarters. Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
Oklahoma's game was a little different because they came in without the – they had their top four receivers out, and I feel they pulled the plug on Arnold too quickly. You ran Dylan Gabriel out of town for him.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
And you know, right. It's just part of the deal. Sometimes, I mean, you see it all the time, whether it's a pitcher, as I'm looking at it right now, the Mets are up 6-0 on the Dodgers, or a quarterback, as we see all the time, or sometimes you see it with receivers, because that's generally where a rookie can come in. Let's run the veteran out. Sometimes you think you see that new car and you understand it'll break down faster than the other one. And now you've made the decision to go from one essentially freshman, even though Arnold was a true freshman last year. He's really a freshman this year because he was just playing spot duty, to another freshman. So now you really have taken two steps back when you should be trying to take two steps forward, going into a significantly different league. This isn't going from the Big 12 to the old Pac-12 or the ACC. You're going from the Big 12 to realistically maybe a little bit, you know, I think the Big 10 is extremely physical. I'd maybe say that the SEC is maybe a little bit more physical just because of the size of athlete and everybody in that league plays a physical type of game. Whereas like here you got...
Well, they play it fast.
And they play it fast. Well, you got Washington, like the Purdue's, were kind of throw it around. Even like Wisconsin, at least they were trying up until last week to throw it all the way around. Where it's like when you play in the SEC, like everybody's lining up trying to smash you. That's a big adjustment for Oklahoma. And now you have a new freshman quarterback that can't yet play pitch and catch. Desperation, impulsive is just, in my opinion, sometimes a sign of bad leadership.
And then, but how is that possible in this day and age with so many elite quarterback coaches and specialists that can get people to do the base level things in high volume done, that there are these programs sitting in the Power Four that can't develop a quarterback.
Well, I mean, that, this goes into whether it's high school coaches or college coaches. Like, we're just bringing you in, and we're just we're going to be okay with you being okay. So if you're a runner, we'll just say, okay, you're a runner. We'll just not even try to develop you as a passer. If you're a passer, we're not going to even try to really develop you into a, I guess, a potential pro prospect. It's so short-sighted with a lot of things, whether it's sports and business. There's really no difference. If you're really making decisions and not really thinking them through, you're going to make a decision. It might not work out. It might not hit you right then. It will hit you later. So if you have a quarterback like Arnold, first of all, he has no experience. None. He's a five-star recruit. He has
bad bowl game against Arizona.
Right, but he has no experience. So then now you're taking this kid. You had him all offseason, right? This is the guy you had all the receivers work with, take all the first-team reps, and then now you're not hitting on all cylinders, but they essentially a super senior high school or super high school, a high school super senior. And now you're going to go to a regular freshman and then you expect some results. Well, these guys are, a lot of them are 7-on-7 kids, and, you know, they just go out. I mean, let's be honest. I'm sure at the high school that Arnold was at and any other quarterback, the guys that they're throwing to in high school are better than the guys they're going against. So the throws are generally open, right? So your development and you're getting used to the speed of the game is in present time. And so the ability to play pitch and catch, the ability to want to play pitch and catch is probably, probably not high on their priority list, because you could be a 4 or 5 star. Well, not generally. 5-star recruits, I think they generally check more boxes. And the only one that's really missing or there is upstairs. I think with the 4-star, you could be a 4-star recruit, but really be like, and that's potential, 4-star recruit potential wise, but actually be 2-star production and talent wise.
But in that kind of the real dilemma is that evaluating people for potential, because stars are potential based. It's not always a concrete thing.
Sure.
Right. So isn't that the real dilemma? Is that sometimes you can send all your resources, all your energy, all your play calls about a player who isn't fit for the thing you're going to ask him to do.
Or sometimes people recruit kids and try to get them to do things that they're like, I always say this, like if you're watching a guy and he's a pass rusher and everything that you evaluate, every time you've watched his tape, right? And this happens in the NFL all the time. And he's been playing. He plays the tightest technique that he plays is a 7 technique. So that's generally head up on the tight end, right? And then, you have an 8-eye, which is outside, and a 9 is everybody knows a wide 9, right? So the only thing you ever see him play is a 7 technique. And that's generally because there's somebody outside of him. So he's either just going right. It is probably, you got to go through the tight end and then you're, a little bit late in the rush. Well, then teams will pick these guys up and they'll have them play 5 technique, 4 technique, 3, and be like, well, he's not producing. Everything that he's seen and used to playing is predicated on him playing really a 9 and 8 technique, pretty much outside shoulder of everything.
I mean, but that's so much of the highlight game now and the social media content game now. Highlight reels are always putting people in positions where they make plays and not where they have to be the supplemental player. Like,
yeah,
it's when I send Terrell Farley on a blitz rather than Farley's run fit in the gap head to head against a fullback, he may do one of them better, and that's the thing that ends up on the reel. That's his identity, and right, not really how you identify him as a player.
Yeah, and you also have to have players that are willing to get better. Like, understand, if you only like, if you play in a 3-4 in college, don't think that you're only going to be play. If you think you're only going to play a 3-4 in the pros, dude, you might as well just get ready. Don't give away your apartment, because you're going to be back here real soon. If you think that you're only going to like do one thing, if you don't want any versatility, then you won't be successful. So I mean, you see it all the time in the pros, whether you see a guy that progresses and continues to get better or guys that stay stagnant. So, I mean, it's no different than Oklahoma, and they're struggling right now. And it's a big transition. It's a struggle for some other teams. Like, you know, like a team, like I feel like UCLA is under man, right? So they're kind of just trying to play and keep everything tight and try to pull it away late, right? Like the, we've been there, the margin of error is so tight. Whereas then you got Washington, and I love Jed Fish. This is, he's my dude, right? He's just out there just calling plays. Like, you could get away with that at the Pac-12, because when you're at Arizona and you, and quiet is kept, just to let everybody know, they have the best receiver in the nation. So they got the best receiver in the nation. They had the other guy that was in a top 10 receiver last year and a really good runner. You could do that because you always were be able to go 80 yards in five plays. You're not going to be able to do that in the Big Ten. So it's, you know, it's kind of a toss up right now with what people are doing. But boy, I can tell you what, whether you're in Norman, Oklahoma, where's Ole Miss at? What is it?
Oxford.
And if you're in, definitely in, you're in Oxford. And I will say this, all, and it was this Piscataway too? Yeah. Conversations are different today.
I'm going to ask you before we go to break or before when we come back, but I'm going to ask you about them Provo boys.
Oh, that was my next to, yeah, I need a break. I guess I got to give them credit.
Jay will go to break and craft his apology statement after this.
To BYU? All right, I'll apologize to every BYU alumnus. Are they even alums? What are they? What are you? What
Former
are you?
Students.
Yeah. You BYU columnist. I apologize to you. I will pin my true heartfelt apology for you Provoites. Here in about 5 or 6 minutes, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, and we'll be right back.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.